Echo, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
It has been Bill West. 12 to start this second half as we are underway. Mount Home up 35-16. Here is Ford with it. Gives it to Krusenberry. Dangerous throw, but she'll give it to Pizer. She puts up the three in the right corner. No good. Rebounds chased down by Moore.
I tell Mountain Home's quicker to the ball. I can guarantee what that halftime talk was about. It was about effort and winning the loose balls.
Moore with it on the left side. Picks up a dribble. Gives it there to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to dribble toward the low block. Going in for the runner. Will not fall, but she draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 7:32 left in the third.
At 12, I believe.
Yep, that is Hallie Ford's third personal foul. First team foul against Bentonville West here in the third quarter. So Brooklyn Mitchell back at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First one is up and in. So that's her fourth point. With one more to shoot. Second shot for Mitchell is up. She gets both. Five for Brooklyn Mitchell. Mount Home up 37-16. Ball goes into the front court to Ford. She will dribble into the lane, going in for the layup. Good move by Ford.
Yeah, Jayla came out, tried to get the steal. Not a pass they wanted, trying to steal. You want to keep that in front of you so we can set up that trap in the corner. That's things they're learning, though, in this 1-3-1.
Ball goes to McCarna in the lane. She's going to put the layup way too strong, and the rebound's controlled by Bentonville West. And they almost turned it over there. Whew, got very close to that baseline.
Yeah, and at 6'4", she's got to finish that on that left side.
Yep. Here's Pizer with it. She's going to kick it out to Ford. Back to Pizer in the right corner. She's going to dribble toward the paint. Throws it to Krusenberry in the left corner. She puts up the three. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Fossus. She'll bring it, give it to Moore, who will walk it into the front court. Now Mitchell will have it to set up the offense. Mitchell dribbles to the right side. Gives up top to Fossus. Over to Yonkers on the left side. Down on the low block to Moore. She goes into the lane. Kicks out to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to drill into the paint. Going in for the layup. It will not go. The car gets the offensive rebound. And she'll call for the travel.
Yeah, she did. That's the exact right call.
So 6:26 left to play in the third quarter. Will be Bentonville West getting the ball back as they trail by 19.
Anna's got this habit of bringing the ball down. She caught that ball high. Just stay high. Just go right back up with it. She brought it down, tried to spin to her left. She's got a habit of going to her left, wants to get that way, but shuffled her feet when she did it.
Here is Ford. Her pass knocked away by McCorn, but Way is there to chase it down. She'll give it to Pizer in the right corner. Her three-pointer is up, no good, and the rebound is chased down by Fossness. She'll give it to Mitchell, who's quickly into the front court. Throws it over to Moore on the left side. Moore gets by her defender, dribbles towards the low block. Her jumper may have been partially blocked, and a foul's going to be called on the rebound attempt.
Anna McCorn, I believe.
Yep. That is McCorn's third personal foul. First team foul against Mountain Home here in the third quarter. 5:55 left to play in the period. Mounts Home up 37-18. Way throws into the front court to Ford. She has on the right side. Back out to Way. Back to Ford.
See, that's what you want to see right there. Jayla doing a better job staying back. You want them to have to make that long pass over the top to you.
Oh, my. Sarter put up three in the left corner. She has eight on the night.
Sometimes they connect on it, though, and they had to get open three like that.
Ball goes to McCarna in the paint. She's going to put up the layup. It rolls around and falls in.
They'd like to go to the left. That was a good job there. Finally put the ball on the floor. Now I'm going man-to-man now.
McCarna with nine. Mount Home up 39-21. 5:15 left to play in the third. And the ball goes off the hands of Sarter and out of bounds. So another turnover against the Lady Wolverines.
That pass came about 95 miles an hour from about 10 feet away.
It did. 5:12 left to play in again in the third. Here's Mitchell across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. She'll throw it over to Moore on the left side.
The 2-3 zone. Bentonville West is.
Yonkers with it. She'll give it to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to drill it to the paint. Gives it to McCarna on the low block. She's going to put up the turnaround layup a little strong, and the rebound's controlled by Krusenberry. 4:44, let's play end of the third quarter. Here's Wade, gives it to Sarter. Mount's home up 39-21. Ball's up top now with Krusenberry.
Riverwest trying to set up their offense. Man to man.
15 left on the shot clock. Krusenberry gives it to Sarter. Sarter dribbling up top. Dribbles toward the right side. Gives there to Krusenberry. Krusenberry drills up top. Down to 5 to shoot. Krusenberry drills to the elbow. Kicks over to Way. She's going to put up the 3 to beat the shot clock. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Mitchell.
Well, it was a high arching 3.
It was.
Yeah.
Mitchell dribbling towards the low block. Going coast to coast for the layup. She'll be fouled on the way up. The shot was blocked, but she's going to go to the free throw line with 4-1 left to play in the third.
Yeah, I think the shot was blocked cleanly, and they're going to get number 5, Way, coming up underneath Brooklyn.
Ashlyn Way picks up her third personal foul, second team foul against the Lady Wolverines here in the third quarter. So Brooklyn Mitchell back at the free throw line.
We have an update. Salem was up, what'd you say, 38-20? 38-20 with 7 minutes left in their semifinal game.
Wow. Salem with a chance to make their first ever state championship game. They've been to the semifinals 3 times in the last 8 years.
I think Mansfield, weren't they? They're kind of favored to win that game?
Probably.
It was that there.
That's all the dudes that couldn't make it to Greenwood.
Yeah, Dylan Colley said that was from all the guys that couldn't make it to Greenwood. But Mansfield's the team that knocked Salem out of the playoffs last year on Salem's home field.
Revenge.
Yep. Ball goes down to Ford on the low block as Mount Holmes up 41-21. Ford's shot a little short, and then she's called for the foul.
Yeah, it's a frustration foul.
Sure
right
was.
There. Witten did a great job bellying up, not letting her get it, and she just kind of showed her. What's up, guys? How are y'all?
Fourth personal foul on.
See you tomorrow.
On Ford. The third team foul against the Lady Wolverines.
Bergman, the couple Bergman players walking by. I know them. I told them we'd see them tomorrow in the finals.
Gotcha. Yonkers putting up the 3 way too short. Coleman tried to save it in, but she could not, and then goes out of bounds. Coming in for Bentonville West, Evans checks back in. Ryan Evans as she'll replace Hallie Ford. Bentonville West brought in some other subs as well a moment ago, including Rachel Gandy. She came back in. Here is Wade with it on the left side. Perry came back in as well. And now, just a little too aggressive there by Brooklyn Mitchell. She picks up her first personal foul, second team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the third quarter.
Yeah, Brooklyn knocked the ball away. It got away from Way. She kind of went for the ball, and Way gathered it and tried to turn. And when she did, Brooklyn was right there, took the bump.
3:15, let's play in the third quarter. Mounts home up by 20. Ball is with Gandy in the right corner. She gives it to Perry towards the low block, and she's going to draw contact there. Libby Foster's picks up her second personal foul, 13 foul against the Lady Bombers.
And the game has come to a screeching halt in the flow category
The
officials have decided to blow their whistles on every breath.
Krusenberry inbounds it to Way up top. Over 3 minutes left to play in this third quarter. Way dribbles to the right side, gives it there to Perry. Perry's going to drill to a low block, lose the ball off her foot, and out of bounds. So Mantom's going to get back with 2:59 left in the third period.
Second turnover so far in this third quarter for Bentonville West.
Mitchell with it up top. Dribbles to the right side, gives it there to Yonkers. Yonkers up top to Moore, over to Mitchell on the left. Tries to throw it down the Yonkers ball, knocked away by Perry and stolen by Way. Way quickly into the front court, gives it to Perry, going in for the layup. Then she'll be fouled. The shot didn't go, so she's going to go to the line for a pair.
You got Mitchell on there on the offensive side of the ball. That's the right pass. Jayla was coming off a screen, going to have a wide-open layup on the left side. The pass was back behind her. Jayla had to reach back behind her, and the defender was able to knock it away.
That is Mitchell's second personal foul. Team foul number 4 against Mountain Home. The first free throw by Chandler Perry will not go. She has one more to shoot with 2:40 left to play in the third.
So they got a book issue or something going on over there. The Bentonville West manager over there trying to figure out what's going on.
Huh. Perry gets the wait, did they give her the first free throw? They did. I thought she missed it.
She did miss it.
Well, they gave it to her. So she's got 2 points. So it's Mount's home up 41-23. Here's Yonkers dribbling into the lane. Her layup won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Gandy. Here is Krusenberry throwing it to Way on the right side. Down to Gandy in the corner. She's going to put up the three. No good. Offensive rebound for Perry. She'll throw it back out to Gandy on the right wing. She'll dribble up to the top. Gives it to Way. Over to Evans. Has the ball knocked away by Moore. Goes out of bounds. It will be Benville West inbounding on the near sideline with 1:52 left to play in the third quarter. Lakin Anderson and Anna McCarn checking back in for Mount Tenom, replacing Libby Fossis and Rachel and Jaylee Yonkers.
I don't know what the score. She missed that first free throw.
That's what I thought, but they counted it. Can't really goaltend a free throw, so no. I don't know what the. Here is Way putting up the three on the right corner. No good. Mitchell gets the rebound. She is quickly back the other way. Mitchell going coast to coast. She'll be called for the charge. Wow. Huh. Mitchell picks up her third personal foul. That is the fifth team foul against Mountain Home. So Benville West is in the bonus, but you don't shoot free throws on charges. Well, a little about a minute and a half left to play in the third quarter. Mount Tenom up 41-23. Here's Way giving up top to Doyle, who checked in a moment ago. Katie Doyle, a 5'8 senior. Ball goes to Doyle at the elbow. Her jumper goes in and out. Perry tries to get the offense rebound. It goes off her hand and out of bounds. Mount Tenom will get it back with 1:12 left in the third quarter as they're up by 18. Here's Mitchell across the timeline. Takes the screen, puts up the three-pointer. A little short. And Gandy couldn't handle the rebound, and it goes out of bounds. Mount Tenom will get it back. The shot clock didn't reset because it did not hit the rim. 101 left to play in the third quarter. 25 left to shoot.
Mount Tenom's flow right now is just really bad on the offensive side.
Inbound pass goes to Moore in the lane. She's going to put up the layup. It will not go, but she draws contact and show that to the line with 58.7 left in the third. Wait, who they?
Sarter is there?
They say number two, and Sarter's number one. Okay, so it is Sarter. That's her third personal foul, 14th foul against Benville West. Moore hits the first free throw. She is now 2 of 2 from the line with one more to shoot. Lakin Moore's second shot is up. She gets both. She has 5 on the night. Mount Tenom up 43-23. Here is Krusenberry throwing it on the left side to Gandy. Goes on the right to Way, down to Perry on the low block. She gets a layup as Mount Tenom went for the gamble there, trying to get the steal.
Yeah, nice pass. Got it on the right hand of the post player, and she went straight to the hole. Nice pass.
Moore gives it to McCarn. She's going to go in for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled.
Finally finished on that left side there.
Anna McCarn now double figures with a free throw coming up with 33.9. Let's play in the third. That is Faith Sarter's fourth personal foul. That does put Mount Tenom in the bonus for the rest of this quarter, which has 33.9 left. McCarn misses the free throw, and the rebound is controlled by Doyle. So shot clock is off.
Shot clock is off, yeah.
Here is Krusenberry with it just inside the half-court stripe. 20 seconds left to play in the third.
We're going to 5 seconds here.
Pretty close.
All over. She's got her pinned in the corner here.
Krusenberry still just inside the
timeline. Still not counting the 5 count.
No, they're not. 10 left. Here's actually 6 left now. Yeah, Krusenberry is going to go into the lane. The layup was blocked by McCarn. Moore comes up the ball.
Get a shot off.
She's going to try to beat the buzzer from beyond half court. It won't go, but Mount Tenom is going to take a 20-point lead. Ooh,
and McCarn says, no, not today.
It is Mount Tenom leading Benville West 45-25 at the end of three. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, they pride themselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. They believe in building strong relationships, and they